Lord God, please, and turn with me to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, as we stand to our feet in honor of God's word. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, we'll begin reading in verse number 5. The Bible says, as Paul's writing to this church at Corinth, a lot of things going on, a lot of arguments happening. People are claiming salvation from men, and Paul is straightening some things out. And he says in verse number 5, "Who then is Paul, who is Apollos, but ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, and precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, then he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire." Today I want to preach on this thought: lasting rewards. Lasting rewards. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your love, for the time you've given to us to be in this place. I ask you, Lord, to help me as I stand to preach. Lord, I pray that you would enable me and help me, Lord, to say exactly what needs to be said. And then I pray everyone that's here would hear exactly what they must hear. And Lord, I pray that we'll obey as you speak to our hearts and our lives. Lord, if you deal with us about certain things, Lord, may we be receptive. And Lord, may we go forward for the cause of Christ. And Lord, may we be faithful. I want to thank you now for your faithfulness to us, for your promise that you would be with us, that you would strengthen us, you would guide us, that you'd bless us. We give this time to thee, Lord. Lord, may we worship thee in spirit and in truth. And may we go out of here with a greater desire to live for thee. I pray for the one that's here today that's lost, that's never trusted Christ as Savior. I ask, Lord, this day that you would deal with them. And then, Lord, I hope that they'll trust you. Lord Jesus, we'll give you the glory for what's accomplished. For it's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen and amen. Thank you. Please be seated if you would. I want you to notice what the Bible says. Verse number 8. The Bible says, "Every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor." The Bible says in verse number 14, "If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward." We find in the Bible that the Bible helps us to understand that there are rewards for living the life that God wants us to live. We also find that if anyone's going to go to heaven, they must first be born of God. They have to be born again, right? The Bible says in verses 6 and 7, said, Paul says, "I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. And neither he that planteth is anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase." So we understand today that no one is saved by man. You're not saved by walking into a church. You're not saved by some kind of a ritual. You're not saved by baptism. You're not saved by communion. You're not saved by being a part of a Christian family. You are saved by putting your faith in the finished work of Christ on the cross of Calvary. You're saved by believing what the Bible says, that Jesus died on the cross, that he was buried, and that he rose again. And by faith, we believe what the Bible says. None of us were there, but dear friends, just as sure as I'm standing here, I believe with all of my heart that Jesus is the very Son of God. God robed in flesh, came into this world, born of a virgin, and lived a sinless, spotless life, was nailed to the cross of Calvary, not because he had sinned, not because he had done wrong, but because you and I are sinners and our sin had to be paid for, and Jesus paid our sin debt on the cross of Calvary. He was buried in a borrowed tomb. The devil thought he had won the battle, but 3 days later, Jesus Christ arose victorious over death, victorious over hell, and victorious over the grave. And he said, "Whosoever believeth in me should not perish, but have everlasting life." So we understand that this work that God wants to do in our lives begins by us being born again by faith in the finished work of Calvary. Now, man does have a responsibility according to God's word, according to God's plan. Christ did the work, and he cried, "It is finished." And now man's job is to carry the message of the gospel of Christ to a lost and dying world. My job and your job is to live as a redeemed band of believers that know that Christ is our Savior and that God is still on the throne. So many people live that claim the name of Christ live as though God is dead. Or they live as though God is some feeble, weak, anemic being. But I want you to know that God has never changed. He is the same God now that in the beginning created the heaven and the earth. He is the same God that always has been and always shall be. He's not some old man that's sitting on a throne has this old gray beard and can hardly get around. He is the mighty God. He is the Savior God. He is the King of kings. And he is the Lord of lords. Oh, may we live like he's our God. May we tell others who he is and what he's done in our life. So we understand that one must be born of God. You must have your faith in the finished work of Calvary. You must know beyond any shadow of a doubt that heaven's going to be your home. And then we're to work. Then we're to work for the Lord after salvation. By the way, which is a forever salvation, our rewards will be according to our labor. I'm not a work salvation, but I believe that somebody that has salvation works. You're not saved by your works, but you work because you are saved. Dear friends, that's the way it's supposed to be. The Bible says that every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. I'm convinced that some people think just because they're a part of a church that gets something done, that they're going to receive their reward. But dear friends, if you've not done your labor, you're part of the labor, you'll receive no reward. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." We've said so many times around here that word workmanship means that we're to be a trophy of the grace of God. We're to be a trophy of what God wants to put on display in this world. And may the Lord help us to understand that. James put it like this, "Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works." And dear friends, that's the way it's supposed to be. So as we see this, as we understand this, we talk about lasting rewards. I want you to see that it all begins with faith. And by the way, this faith must be real. Our faith is proved by our works. Our faith is proved. It's just so simple. See, people ought to know I'm saved by the works that I do, by the way that I live, by the language that I have, by the work ethic, by things like that. We have to have a faith that's real. And the greatest reward of all is the fact that we receive eternal life. There's no greater reward in all the world than that heaven's going to be our home. But the Bible says in verse number 9 that we are laborers together with God. You're God's husbandry. You're God's building. So we begin to realize that the life of faith puts us as laborers together with God. You know, I've heard people say that God is at rest in heaven. But whoever said that didn't read the Bible, did they? He's working, the Bible says. We're co-laborers with Him. We're to be working together with Him. When we think about these lasting rewards and we realize that it all begins with faith, there's three things we have to keep in mind as co-laborers. First of all, we need to remember His plan. His plan is to use man. Now, this is one of the greatest things in all the world, that God wants to use us to accomplish His work. Look, there's nothing greater in all the world than to think that you can be used by God to do something that'll be a blessing to Him and that'll help others. His plan is that He's going to use man. And when I say man, I'm talking about men and women and boys and girls. God has a plan for your life. God doesn't want you out there wandering aimlessly. God wants you to get in on His plan, His will, and His purpose for your life. We see His program. His program is to be a witness. It's to tell others. His plan is to use you and to use me. His program is to tell others, to tell the story. We sang this morning, I love to tell the story. That fourth verse says, I love to tell the story for those that know it best. I love to tell the story because I know it's true. I love to tell the story because people need to know that Jesus died for them, was buried, and that He rose again. It's one thing for us to possess it, but dear friends, it's another thing for us to share it. His plan is to use man. His program is for us to tell. And His purpose is that everybody that hears would have the opportunity to be saved. Not everybody's going to be saved, are they? Not everybody's going to believe the old story. Not everybody's going to listen to what it is that Christ has done for them on the cross of Calvary. But the blessed thing is that there might be one. There might be somebody. You might be the very one that can reach that soul nobody else is going to be able to reach. You say, well, who's it going to be? I don't know. That's why we're to be a witness to one and all. That's why we're to be faithful at handing out gospel tracts. That's why we're to be faithful in our walk and in our talk and in our activities of honoring the Lord Jesus Christ. And by the way, faith will put you into the most exciting life possible. When you live by faith, there's nothing more exciting than that. When you trust God day by day to carry out His work, His plan, His purpose through your life. When you just determine, you know what, I'm just going to do it because God says do it. I don't understand it all. I don't know. I'm not the best at speaking to somebody else. I'm not the best at this. I'm not the best at that. But God says that the just shall live by faith. So by faith, I'm just going to start working for God, and I'm going to start doing for God what I know God wants me to do, and then He'll start revealing other things. So that's the wonderful thing about faith. When you step out by faith, when you start exercising your faith, you know what happens? Your faith gets stronger. And when your faith gets stronger, then you begin to step out a little further and your faith will get a little bit stronger. And then you'll go a little bit further and your faith will get a little bit stronger. And then before you know it, you are truly living by faith. And you're going to receive your reward for your labor. So many times people depend upon everybody else to get their rewards. Did you know this church may grow and you're going to reap benefits as the church grows? But you're not going to receive a reward in heaven if you're not doing your part. You'll enjoy the fact that we have maybe greater crowds, more people in the choir, just a more exciting thing. Because we all get a little bit excited when there's a bigger crowd, right? Isn't that the way that it is? You reap those benefits. But when you get to heaven, and the Lord says, but you didn't by faith work for me, you're going to not receive the rewards. That's why it's so important for us to be faithfully at His work. So this work of faith, these rewards begin by faith. When we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, He's launching us out into the most exciting life possible. I'm telling you, it's greater than going to the moon. It's greater than taking a trip around the world is living by faith. Living by faith, trusting Christ day by day. I want you to see, secondly, as we think about these rewards, we understand it begins by faith, but then I want you to see the foundation of these rewards. The Bible says, while faith must be real, our foundation must be right. The Bible says in verse number 10, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man, listen to this, let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble. So the Bible teaches us here that there is a foundation. And there is only one foundation, and the true foundation is what? It's who? It's Jesus Christ. The Bible says we need to take heed to how we build thereupon. How many today would say, boy, I sure would like to get some rewards when I get to heaven? Would you say amen? We all want rewards when we get to heaven. Well, the Bible says there's a way to get these rewards. Number one, it begins by faith. Number one, that faith must be real. Number two, it's built upon the right foundation, and the foundation must be right. And that foundation is the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to take heed how we're building thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid. That's what's going on in a lot of churches in America today. They're trying to build upon sinking sand. They're trying to build upon an unfirm foundation. But dear friends, when we build upon the rock of the Lord Jesus Christ, the winds may blow and the floods may come and it may beat upon the house, but that house will stand because it's built upon the rock. We see all that's going on in the world and we see all that's happening, but may we as individuals decide that not only are we at this church going to build our house upon the rock and have the right foundation, but we as individuals are going to be building our lives upon the right foundation. Once we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, once we put our faith in God, we must begin to build upon Christ. There's so many that's building upon the wrong object. They're building upon the wrong person. They're building upon everything. They're building upon emotions. They're building upon worldliness. They're building upon all kinds of things. But dear friends, we need to be singing the song and believing it with all of our heart. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, for all other ground is sinking sand. Oh, may we understand today that if we're going to receive lasting rewards, that they must have the right foundation. We're not looking for something new. We just need to go back to the old story. We're not looking for something that'll appease man. We're looking for that which pleases God. And doing with our lives God's will. Somebody said, only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. How true that is. So everything we do for Christ is building upon the right foundation. We need to do what we do, building upon the right foundation. That means at your job, you ought to do your best for Christ. That means in class, school, you ought to do your best for Christ. That means if you're preaching, you ought to do your best for Christ. If you're witnessing, you ought to do your best for Christ. In your family, you ought to do your best for Christ. All that we do must be built upon the right foundation if we're going to receive a lasting reward. You know, it's difficult in the day we're living in, but you don't need to be looking to everybody else. You need to keep your eyes on the Savior. You don't need to be looking around and seeing what everybody else is doing. You just need to be looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. You start looking at everybody else, you'll get discouraged. Or you'll start comparing yourselves to them. Look, we don't compare ourselves to anybody but Christ. If we get our eyes on, you know what? Sometimes saints here just aren't really somebody you want to look up to, are they? I heard another saying one time, to dwell above with saints in love, well, that'll be glory. To dwell below with saints we know, that's another story. And how true that is. May the Lord help us to see. We get our eyes on the Savior. We get our eyes on the Lord. We won't be let down. We get our eyes on others. We're going to be let down. We have to understand this foundation is the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have a faith that must be real, a foundation that must be right. Number three, I want you to see there is a fire that must be realized. This is important for us to understand. Some strange words. The Bible says once again in verse number 12, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, and stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it. Because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Think about that. Of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built up thereupon, he'll receive reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. I think this is a strange statement in a sense, but we have to understand that there's a lot of times we do things that are right things, but are not God's will. You're doing right, and the foundation's right. Your faith, you've got faith, you've got a foundation. But you remember I said, remember that God has a plan. And His plan is to use man. God has a program, and that program is to help others to know Christ. God has a purpose. And He has a purpose for your life. He has a purpose for your life to do His will. There's a lot of times we busy ourselves with good things. Good things. Biblical things. But we're not doing God's will with our life. Can I just give you an example? God works in some man's heart about being a preacher of the gospel. But he never submits. He never surrenders his life to do the will of God. And he starts doing all these other things. You know what he's trying to do? He's trying to get away from what God really has a purpose in his life to do. And he's going to build. But what he's building is wood, hay, and stubble on the right foundation. Isn't that what the Bible says? And those works are going to be tried by fire. Gold, silver, precious stone does not burn up. It purifies. Wood, hay, stubble goes away. That's why it's so important for us to walk in the will of God. That's why it's so important for us to seek out what God has for our life and say, all right, God, I'm saying yes. Whatever it is you have for my life, yes. Wherever it is you want me to go, yes. Whatever it is you want me to say, yes. I don't know what it is you have, but yes, Lord, yes, yes. God, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Yes is my answer. You know what starts happening then? You start laying on that foundation, you start building gold, silver, and precious stone. You know what happens in churches a lot of time? We get so busy doing the busy things that we forget the true work of the church. And we forget the true purpose that God has for us, for me, for myself, as an individual. I answer to God because the Bible says that we will receive, each man will receive his own reward according to his own labor. So we have to understand, I'll receive my reward according to my labor. You'll receive your reward according to your labor. And as we build upon this foundation, there's going to be a fire that's going to try our works. There's going to be a fire that's going to take the works that we have. By the way, not our sins. Our sins were judged on the cross of Calvary. You'll not have to pay for your sins because Christ paid for all of our sins. When you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, all your sins are washed away. But dear friends, what will come before you is what you've done with Christ. The works you've done with the Lord Jesus Christ. What seems so important to us may not be as vital as we think. It's so very important for us to seek God's will. You know, I played athletics. You may not be able to believe this. I don't know if I do now. My body says different, but I used to be very athletic. Not too many laughs. Thank you. He used to be very athletic. I played football, baseball, basketball, and for some unknown reason, I think my mind was captured by space aliens or something. I used to like to run, but then I got smart. Nobody likes to run, you know? I'm just kidding. I used to work for these trophies. I live for all-star trophies. I live to get something to put on my shelf. And by the way, I don't think there's a thing wrong with displaying these. I go to these kids' houses and they have trophies for accomplishments. I think it's a great thing. But I remember how important those trophies were to me. And then God began to deal with my life and said, you know, if you'd put as much work into your life for me as you did into getting them trophies. You know what my greatest trophy was to me? It was not the All-Stars that I got in baseball. It was not the All-Tournament teams or the All-Conference teams that I got in basketball, but it was the 100% award that I got in football. 100%. first of the season, after one of the scrimmages, my coach told me, he said, you've got one of those switches. I don't know if you're going to be on or off. I'll never forget. I mean, I got my head knocked off in that scrimmage. There was this guy from Wise. We were scrimmaging Wise, Virginia. I'm telling you, you talk about some monster boys. I mean, we're talking about country boys. And I was playing nose guard, and he was the center. And every time he'd snap the ball, somehow he'd get my head in between his elbows, and he'd just, and I mean, I was like, you know, it was crazy. That guy wore me out that day. I'll never forget it. My coach came to me afterwards. He said, you know what, Shelton? He said, I can't tell if your heart's in it or not. And after that day, I said, my heart will be in it. And when the season was over and spring came and the banquet came, and the coach said, we have a 100% award we want to give. Somebody gave his all. He determined he was going to do it, and he gave his all. And they called my name. I tell you what, I was more excited about that than if I would have got the MVP trophy. Because he said, I can't tell if your heart's in it or not. And I said, I'm going to prove my heart's in it. Would to God that we were just determined. We want to prove that our heart's in His work. And when we get to heaven and we stand before Him, what a blessed thing it would be to be able to stand before Him and He would say, I'm going to give you the 100% award. That don't mean much to me. When you stand before Him and you see the love in His eyes and the scars from the nails and the scar from the spike that pierced His feet, you'll wish to anything that you'd have given 100% to the work of God. Our works will be tried by fire, the Bible says. And by the way, these works will not determine our salvation, because the Bible says, if any man's works shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. Talking about our rewards. But he himself shall be saved. Yet so is by fire. Dear friends, Christ took our place on the cross of Calvary. Our sin debt's covered. But our rewards, that which we receive for the what we've done with Christ, is still before us. Should not we even put so much effort into the things of God more than anything else in this world? You know what? If you'll do your all for God, you'll be the best employee. You'll be the best son. You'll be the best daughter. You'll be the best spouse. You'll reap rewards from doing your best for God and doing God's will with your life. These works will be tried by fire. Fire must be realized. And then there's the finality of it all. Must be ready. The Bible says in verse number 13, you ought to underline this if you don't have it underlined, for the day shall declare it. See it? Every man's work should be made manifest, for the day shall declare it. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. So the day is coming, and the day will declare it, and there'll be a reward or there'll be a loss of reward. This is the believer's judgment. This is not the sinner's judgment. This is the believer's judgment. Sin will not be judged this day. Christ took that judgment on the cross of Calvary. But what we're doing with Christ, what we've done with Christ, will be determined, and our reward or our loss of reward will be known on that day. So let us work, not for salvation, but let us work for the lasting rewards. It begins by faith in Christ. There's nothing greater that you could do with your life than to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith, it must be real. The foundation, it has to be right. You have to build on Christ. You have to do with your life His will. The fire must be realized. In other words, you have to realize everything that you do with your life, all these works, they're going to be tried by fire. You know, you say, well, Thank God I'm saved. Heaven's going to be my home. I'm happy about that. I'm saved. Heaven's going to be my home. But my works will be brought before me, and they will be judged, and they'll be tried by fire. And if I've done God's will with my life, and I lay upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, then I'll receive rewards. But if what I've done are good things, but it's not God's will, it's wood, hay, stubble, there'll be a loss of reward. Oh, I'm not losing my salvation. It's already paid for. But don't you want something to give back to Him after all He's given to you? Finality of it all. We must be ready, for the day shall declare it. Jesus is coming. You want to know when He's coming? Whenever God says it's time for Him to come. When is that? Could be today. Do we need to do some business with the Lord today? Do we need to just say, all right, Lord, I'm tired of doing my will. I'm ready to do Your will. Or, Lord, I'm not exactly sure what You have for me, but I'm saying yes. Whatever it is, yes, I'm giving it to You. You may be here today and you've never started out. You've never had that moment in your life where you've by faith trusted Jesus. This is a great day for you. This is the greatest day in all the world. Because today we'll take a Bible and we'll show you exactly what it is to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you in just a moment how you can do that. You can trust Him by faith. And you can know for sure today that heaven's going to be your home. It's a personal decision. See, I can't make it for you. Your parents can't make it for you. Your spouse can't make it for you. You have to make that decision yourself. You have to trust Christ yourself. And for the many of us that have, are we building upon Christ? Are we being wise? Are we taking heed to how we're building upon this foundation? There's no other foundation. We're not looking for something new. The foundation's already laid. Paul, as a wise master builder, laid the foundation. And we're building upon that. Today, we're building upon the foundation that Paul laid. That Christ, the rock, is. Paul laid the foundation. As far as helping us to understand who the foundation is and what the foundation is. And we need to be wise in how we build upon it. Build upon the Word. Build doing His work and being in His will. Let's pray together. Father, we love You. Thank You for loving us. Lord, we desire these lasting rewards. Lord, I want to be able to have some things to give back to Thee when I see You. Lord, help me to do with my life what Your will is. I pray for those that be here today that's never trusted Christ as Savior. I pray that this would be the day they trust Thee. And I pray for those of us that are saved, we know that heaven's going to be our home. Lord, may we have a desire to do whatever it is You want with our life. Lord, we'll give You the glory for all that's accomplished. We'll give this time of invitation to Thee. For it's the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we do pray. With heads bowed and eyes closed, before the piano begins to play, I want to...